Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Gordon Lemming Field, Lafayette Central Catholic High School. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity baseball game. Northwestern Tigers from Kokomo, they travel over, are going to do battle with the Central Catholic Knights. The Hoosier Conference game, but they're in separate divisions. Northwestern from the east, Central Catholic from the west. Hey, right now I do want to mention a special hello. Special hello to Liz Bordenay. Liz Bordenay, she's recovering. She had a minor surgery. It is a minor surgery compared to what it could have been. We're thankful. Just a minor surgery, and Terry Bordenay is home watching over her. He is a loving husband. Their son, Tim Bordenay, head coach for the Knights, lets us know she is doing well. And we are thankful. We hope she's listening. Coach Bordenay says she probably will be. So thank you, Liz Bordenay. Can't wait to see you again. So they're having a meeting right there at home plate. Head coach right there for the Northwestern Tigers is Coach Ryan Ward. Head coach for the Central Catholic Knights is Tim Bordenay. Tim Bordenay, an 87 graduate from Central Catholic. We'll talk a little bit about Northwestern, the Northwestern Tigers. They just got out of a couple of games. They went against Hamilton Heights. Those were East Division matchup. They mean a little bit more than the cross-conference matchup. We mentioned Northwestern Tigers have a school enrollment of 605. They're in Class 3A, Sectional 20. There are six in their sectional. They are Frankfort. North Montgomery will be the opponent for Central Catholic. It'll be there at North Montgomery. That's going to be on May the 18th. Northwestern also, they're in that sectional number 20, Class 3A, along with Twin Lakes, West Lafayette, and Western. And yes, it does sound like the Hoosier Conference I just mentioned. We'll also mention the principal at Northwestern High School is Tim Schaff. Tim Schaff, the principal, the athletic director, he was most instrumental for putting me in sports. We are thankful for Mr. Michael Horseman. And we'll remind you, Northwestern High School is located at 3431 North 400 West. That's in Kokomo, Indiana, 46901. You can dial them up by phone at 765-454-2332. They wear the colors purple and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. As mentioned, they're an East Division team. And we'll let you know, Northwestern High School is a public high school located approximately 4.5 miles northwest of the city limits of Kokomo, Indiana. That's grades 9 through 12. They also have the middle school right next door. They're currently 10 wins, 4 losses on the season. They're 3-3 in the East. Head coach, as mentioned, is Mr. Ryan Ward. And we'll mention their next game on the agenda going to happen tomorrow, Friday the 28th of April, 6 p.m., Kokomo Wildcats will be at the Northwestern Tigers. And we're going to have our opening prayer and national anthem. We'll step this down.
Pray to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our Heavenly Father, help these athletes to see the things that last in this changing world, to keep their eyes always fixed on you. Help them to be good students, strong athletes, and an example of these things. Help them to be just, fair, in all their endeavors. Give them the strength that comes from you alone. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That's our national anthem. Everybody stands at attention, no matter what form of athletic event you're playing at. We had the track taking time to stand still. No, they're at the softball field, same way. So both teams are going to get into their locker, or should say their dugouts, and we'll mention down the third baseline to the fence. It's 325. 325 down the right field line. In the alleys, it's 380. Straight away, it's 365. The wind's kind of blowing in from right field, almost a crosswind from right to left, but more of a blowing in from right field. So the Knights out on the diamond getting some warm-up tosses. Pitching tonight for Central Catholic is number 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks gets some warm-ups. Left-handed hurler, Keaton Brooks. We'll mention Keaton Brooks, 25 and two-thirds innings under his belt. This is his appearance number 5. This is start number 4. Keaton Brooks has faced 111 batters. He's thrown 383 pitches. His win-loss record is 3 wins, 0 losses. And we'll mention he's given up 27 hits. He's given up 13 runs. His infield-outfield helps him to keep that to 10 runs earned. So it's 13 runs, 10 earned. He's walked 10. He struck out 6, and he's committed 1 balk. So they're getting ready to step in, Northwestern Tigers. 6 o'clock game, 6:06. Pretty good when you guys ride from Kokomo, take infield, and get ready to play the game. It's not always lined up like you think it should be. So I'm going to throw one down second base. We're missing around the diamond for the night. The catcher is Jackson Kane. He'll wear number 3. At first base, Ryan Schumer, number 7. At second base, number 12, Owen Munn. At shortstop, Evan Dehart, number 24. At third base, Hudson Gutwein. He'll wear number 9. In left field, it's Tyler Fox. He'll wear number 14. Center field is number 33, Brent Robbins. And in right field, number 20, Caden Minnie. Ben Mazur will do the DHing today. He'll bat for the pitcher, Keaton Brooks. Stepping in, first batter, Cole Van Adder. Here's the first pitch. Swung on, ground ball, first base. I mean, fielded by Schumer, he'll flip it to Keaton Brooks, and they'll get the put out. There's one out here in the top of the first. I think my wife's listening. We'll ask her if this microphone, if the wind's making a noise, Paula, can you let me know? I'll go to a different way of securing the microphone, if you will, please. Thank you. Second batter going to step in. Number 5, A.J. Burkhalter, playing first base. First outside pitch, called outside edge, strike called. Left-handed batter, A.J. Burkhalter, left-handed pitcher. Keaton Brooks, working from the windup. Here comes the 0-1. Swung on, ground ball. Third base, fair ball picked up by Gutwein. Couldn't pick it up on the initial attempt. Had to reach back down, pick it up again by that time. Safe at first base is Burkhalter. So there's one aboard for the Northwestern Tigers. Next batter going to step in. Three-hitter, number 6, Lincoln Cardwell. Lincoln Cardwell plays the catcher position. I'm familiar with Lincoln Cardwell and Cole Cardwell's father. That guy loves his kids. I really enjoy being with him. He does a lot of filming up in press boxes. What a quality guy. Swung on, foul ball, left side, out in front of the Northwestern dugout. Northwestern dugout, they're occupying the third base dugout. Knights in their synonymous first base dugout. Here at Central Catholic, stepping back in, Lincoln Cardwell. Here comes the 0-1. They're going to try pickoff at first base. Tag applied by Schumer, back safely, is Burkhalter. So they're using the wristbands. Northwestern Tigers go with the wristbands for signals. Working from the stretch, now the set. You'll check first base. Here's the pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss. Down goes 0-2, no balls, 2 strikes. Checking the wristband. Coach Ryan Ward. And step back in. No balls, 2 strikes. Working for the stretch. Out of the set, here's the pitch from Brooks. backdoor curveball, got the edge. You're going to set down looking. Wasn't real in agreement with the pitch, but it did back up. Curveball came in there for a strike. There's two out here in the top of the first inning. Burkhalter at first base. Now the four hitter, Cole Cardwell. Cardwell going to step out as Keaton Brooks steps off the back of the rubber. Keaton Brooks, the pitcher, pretty much controls the pace of a ball game. From the set, you'll check first base, first pitch to Cole Cardwell. Low and away, ball one. One ball, no strikes, two out. Top of the first inning, stepping back in is Cardwell. Working from the stretch, now the set, here's the pitch. Heavy cut, swing and a miss. First cut belongs to the hitter. Second cut belongs to the team. Third cut belongs to make contact. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the stretch, now the set for Brooks. Here's the pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss. Actually going to be a foul tip. In the glove and out of the glove, Jackson Kane will pick it back up out in front. Count goes one and two. One ball, two strikes. Thank you, Paul. Checking on the microphone and the wind. That created a problem at Rensselaer here about 6 years ago. Going to mix play the baseball. Jackson Kane made the block, went laterally to his left. By that time, Burkhalter was at second base. So runner in scoring position for the Tigers. 2-2 count to Cole Cardwell. Working out a stretch, now the set, he'll check second base. 2-2 pitch. Outside, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Four hitter for Northwestern. Cole Cardwell, A.J. Burkhalter is at second base. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the full count, the 3-2 pitch. Low and away, the ball four. So Cole Cardwell goes to first base. Next batter we'll see in the lineup. He'll do the pitching for Northwestern today. It's number 18, Easton Whaley. So runners at first and second base, two out. Peering in out of a stretch, Keaton Brooks, he'll check second base. Now the set, he'll check again. First pitch on the way from Whaley. Foul ball, going to get off the mask of Jackson Kane. He's okay, but the home plate umpire is going to give him a chance to recollect himself as he'll walk a ball out to Keaton Brooks. So Jackson Kane's all right. He's got a good face mask. It bounced right off of the mask and over near the Northwestern dugout. Jackson Kane is a football player. He takes some hits. He catches passes out of the slot receiver. No balls, one strike, stepping back in. Easton Whaley out of the set. Here comes the pitch. High and outside to ball. So the count goes one and one. One ball, one strike. Two outs. Two in the top of the first inning. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Keaton Brooks. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss. Working that outside edge, Keaton Brooks. One ball, two strikes. To Easton Whaley, he'll step back in. Right-handed batter. Working from the stretch. Keaton Brooks, he'll check second. Here comes the 1-2. Swung on, shortstop. Pretty much right at Evan Jeanhart. He'll make the catch. And two runners left on base for Northwestern. And then Central Catholic going to bat here in the bottom half. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. Speaking of Sheridan, Indiana, about a couple of hours ago, I had a chance to talk to the Sheridan Blackhawks basketball coach. Basketball coach there is Mr. Bill Bowen. Bill Bowen, he's familiar with Sheridan. He graduated there. A matter of fact, he played quarterback for Coach Larry Bud Wright. I got to mention this story. But a gentleman there in Sheridan, I used to have breakfast with him occasionally. And he's up in heaven now, but he shared this story with me. He said, AJ, I'm going to tell you something. He said, I'm going to let you know that of all the quarterbacks that Larry Bud Wright has had, only two of them has ever known everybody's position and where they're supposed to be and when they're supposed to be there. And one of those quarterbacks is Mr. Bill Bowen. He didn't know Bill Bowen. He did go to high school there at Sheridan. I don't know if he still holds the record, but at one time he held the single-game scoring record in basketball, 48 points. Say what, they are fortunate to have him there. We'll mention Target Sports. We'll mention you can dial them up at 317-758-5886. That's 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson & Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. We'll mention that again. Safe practice shooting. Always spoken at Target Sports. That's Target Sports in Sheridan. They're going to throw the ball around the infield. They're going to put it back in the glove. Easton Whaley. Easton Whaley wears number 18. He's got 13 and two-thirds innings under his belt. His ERA is 5.63. Zero wins. He's got one loss. We'll mention this is appearance number 5. He's given up 18 hits, 14 runs. 11 of those runs are earned. 9 walks and 15 strikeouts. First pitch, foul back, out of play. Stepping in for the Knights is number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn playing second base. A senior class member. Peering in, looking at signals out of the wind. Here comes the pitch from Whaley. Low and away. One ball, one strike. Bottom of the first inning. Knights batting. First batter in the lineup, Owen Munn. Here comes the pitch from Easton Whaley. Outside of ball, tries short hop it, kept it in front of him. Catcher is Lincoln Cardwell. We'll go around the diamond here shortly. Owen Munn going to step back in. Two balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals out of the windup. Here comes the pitch from Whaley. Ground ball up the middle. Going to be fielded by the second baseman, Cardwell. He'll throw to first and to get a good glove there at first base, A.J. Burkholder. Saved in air. It was in the dirt. Cohen Berry gets the put out with A.J. Burkholder. So there's one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights is number 24, Evan Dehart. Evan Dehart, the shortstop. Also a senior athlete. Here comes the pitch from Whaley. First pitch low for ball one. Right down Meridian, just low. To step back in, Evan Dehart. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out a windup. Here comes the pitch from Whaley. Pitch comes in there a little bit taller. Strike called. One ball, one strike. Steps back in. Here comes the 1-1 pitch from Whaley. Swung on, foul back, out of play. So Evan Dehart goes down the count. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Easton Whaley. Here comes a 1-2 pitch to Evan Dehart. Breaking pitch, finishes high. Ball two. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Bottom of the first inning. Looking for a good game right here on the diamond today. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, second base. Cohen Berry tries to field it. He'll pick it back up. He'll throw to first base. And they'll get the put out. Nice stretch at first base by Burkholder. There are two out here in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter in the lineup is going to step in. He's a three-hitter. He moved up a spot. He was the four hitter. Coach Fortney elects to put him at the three hitter, thinking he might get more fastballs with the four hitter behind him. That's going to be Ben Mazur, left-handed batter. Ryan Schumer, here's the pitch. Low for ball one. Ryan Schumer, he's already got a place to play next year as a freshman in college. He'll be in Michigan. I think it's Calvin University. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul ball, right side. He got around on that one quick. He's got quick hands. Those quick hands helped him to jog the bases five times so far this year. I understand 10 home runs is the record for Central Catholic High School. Here's the pitch. Back up the middle to the grass. Had to get out of the way. Easton Whaley tried to glove it, but it was a rocket. So base hit at first base. Now is Ryan Schumer with two outs. Four hitter going to step in. Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur coming off of a good outing. Good outing versus Rensselaer Central. A 12-0 decision after five, four and a half, I should say. A little bit of a lead off of first base, working from the stretch. Easton Whaley, here's the pitch. Ben Mazur going to take a drive to right field. It's actually going to be a foul ball up against the foul fence. And they'll track that one down out of the dugout. No balls, one strike, two out. Bottom of the first inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Ben Mazur. Outside of ball, nice block. Catcher Lincoln Cardwell. Step back in the box. Ben Mazur. Peering in, looking at signals, out of a stretch. Easton Whaley. Now out of the set. Mild lead there at first base. Here's the pitch. Missed shot to shortstop. He's going to catch it above ground. It was a line drive rope. It dropped and a nice catch by Cameron Davis. The shortstop and the Knights get one hit. He's left on base. Ryan Schumer. And we'll go to the top of the second inning. First, we'll mention a little bit about Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, they have a school enrollment of 294. They're Class 1A, Sectional 54, 6 in that sectional. It'll happen right here at Central Catholic High School. In their sectional is Attica, Covington, Fountain Central, Lafayette Central Catholic, North Vermilion, Riverson Park. The principal at Central Catholic is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant athletic director, there are two, Julia Denhart and Charlie Roberts. The athletic trainer here at Central Catholic is Sarah Igo. She's heavy with child. She's going to give birth soon. Her and her husband have been married about a year and a half. They're going to be great parents. And we'll mention Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by telephone at 765-474-2496. Lafayette Central Catholic, their website is lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the West Division. Tonight's game is a Hoosier Conference East-West varsity matchup. We'll mention the Knights are currently 11 wins, 5 losses, and there's 7 wins, 0 losses in the West Division. The head coach is Tim Bourdonnais. As mentioned, he's a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic High School. Next team on the agenda for Central Catholic tomorrow night. It's going to be a 6 o'clock game. They'll do battle with Rossville, the Hornets. Here comes the wine delivery from Keaton Brooks. He fouled right side on the ground near the Knights dugout. In the batter's box is number 23, Cameron Davis. Made that good play in the bottom of the first inning for the third out. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball at the same location on the ground. And then we'll mention 0-2 count to Cameron Davis. Plays shortstop. Number 23, right-handed batter. Working from the windup, Keaton Brooks gets the signal. Here comes the wind. Outside of ball. Working that outside edge, 0-2 count. Don't want to give him too good a pitch to hit. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the wind by Brooks. Pitch in to Davis. He'll take one to center field. Coming in to make a catch on the run was Brent Robbins. He got a good read off the bat. He's pretty darn good at that, center fielder. That is an art to be able to tell where that ball's at, coming at you or not. Mr. Cardwell, hey, come up here in a little bit. On top. So I'm stepping in, right-handed batter. High for ball one. Next batter in the lineup is Jonathan Keeney. Jonathan Keeney wears number 22, left fielder. Here comes a wind from Brooks. Swung on, ground ball, second base. Owen Munn fields it, throws on the first base, gets the put out with Ryan Schumer. There are two out. We're in the top of the second inning. Next batter is going to step in for Northwestern. It's going to be the eight hitter, and it's going to be Maddox Hundley. Maddox Hundley plays third base to step in, right-handed batter. First pitch from Brooks. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop, couldn't quite reach it. That's a base hit. Base hit off the bat of number seven, Maddox Hundley. So he gets himself aboard with two out. The next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 27, Hayden Cook. Hayden Cook, designated hitter. He's batting in place of defensive player, second baseman. Number three, that's Cohen Berry. So right-handed batter, left-handed pitcher, runner aboard, first base. Pickoff move, he gets back safely. He probably has a couple of more steps available if he wants to take them. Got back quickly. So stepping back in the rubber, peering in, looking at signals, Keaton Brooks. Hayden Cook, nine-hitter, here's the pitch. Inside a ball. One ball, no strikes, two out. Tigers batting in the top of the second inning, no score. Stepping back in the rubber is Keaton Brooks. Peering in, looking at signals, Jackson Kane, the catcher. Out of a set, here comes the 1-0. Swung on, foul tip off the glove of Jackson Kane. Need to go back near the screen. They'll retrieve that for the home plate umpire. So one ball, one strike. Two out. Stepping back in the rubber is Keaton Brooks. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, third base. Didn't quite get over the head of Hudson Gutwein. Gutwein makes the play. Three out here in the top of the top of the second inning. Knights are going to bat. Knights going to bat in the bottom half. We'll talk a little bit about the Northwestern Tigers and their lineup. We'll go around the infield. We'll mention again, Easton Whaley. Where's number 18? Easton Whaley, the pitcher. The catcher is Lincoln Cardwell. Lincoln Cardwell wears number 6. The first baseman is A.J. Burkhalter. He wears number 5. Second baseman is Cohen Berry. He wears number 3. At shortstop, it's Cameron Davis, number 23. At third base, Maddox Hundley. Maddox Hundley wears number 7. Maddox Hundley got himself aboard with a base hit. We're mentioning that in left field, it's number 22, Jonathan Keeney. Jonathan Keeney in left field. The center fielder is number 19, Cole Van Atter. Cole Van Atter is in center field. And in right field, it's number 8, Cole Cardwell. Cole Cardwell. And we'll mention the DH in this ballgame. Player DH is number 27, Hayden Cook. And as mentioned, Hayden Cook batting for second baseman, defensive player, Cohen Berry. They throw one down second base off the right arm of Lincoln Cardwell. So Lincoln Cardwell, the catcher, his brother in right field, that's Cole Cardwell. He's got an older brother right now. He's probably in college and maybe out. his older brother, could also carry the football for the Northwestern Tigers. Stepping into bat for the Knights is number 20, Caden Minnick. We're getting from the windup, Easton Whalen. Here's the pitch. Outside and low, ball one. Step back on the rubber, 1 foot on, 1 foot off. As a windup, here comes the pitch. Going to foul one back, right side, excuse me, left side out of play. Count goes one ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind from Whaley to Minnick. He'll put a bunt down. Third baseline. Could make it. Not going to be a throw. Fielded by Whaley, the pitcher. He picked it up, looked at first base, and did not make the throw. So with the bunt base hit off the left-handed batter's box bat, that's Caden Minnick. So the Knights have one aboard with nobody out. Next batter going to step into the Knights. That's number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, a right-handed batter. Straightaway stance, he does the catching in today's ball game. He's going to square the bunt early. Here comes third base in a little bit. He'll pull a bat back. He'll swing away. He'll get it to third base. He'll throw to second base. Cohen over to first base. Going to be wide right. It'll go against the foul fence. Jackson Kane going to make it to second base. But they get the force out on Caden Minnick at second base. A nice play from Maddox Hunley at third base. Maddox Hunley was right there. Kind of going to steal the bunt. About 10, 15 feet up on the grass. Jackson Kane squared early, pulled the bat back, full swing, went right to third baseman Maddox Hunley. So Jackson Kane is at second base. Next batter going to step in for the Knights, number 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins plays center field. He's also a senior class member. Peering in, looking at signals. Easton Whaley out of the set. He'll check second base. Cohen Berry is there. He'll retreat to position. First pitch comes in. Short hop. Good block by Lincoln Cardwell, the catcher. So one ball, no strikes. Stepping back in is Bren Robbins. One out, bottom of the second inning, no score. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set, he'll check second base. Cohen Berry is there. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, thigh high, strike called. So one ball, one strike. Steps back in. Peering in, looking at singles, out of the stretch is Easton Whaley. Now out of the set, he'll check second base, pickoff move. They'll throw it to Cohen Berry. They didn't quite throw it to where the base is. He kind of threw it where Cohen Berry was. He was in the vicinity of the base. You just can't throw it to a position. It just doesn't happen that way. We talked about that in umpire class. So full swing, third, first baseline is going to dribble foul, just foul. Bren Robbins is trying to beat it out, and it's just a foul ball. So the count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One out, bottom of the second inning. Northwestern Tigers, Central Catholic Knights, playing on a Thursday evening. Peering in, looking at signals, Easton Whaley. Working out a stretch, now the set. To check for second base, here's the pitch. Inside, a ball. So the count goes 2-2. Evens the count. It's one out. So at second base, Jackson Kane. Batter's box, Bren Robbins. Here's the pitch. Inside a ball. Bren Robbins was looking at some pitches like that over the weekend. And quite a few of them, they were called strike. This umpire's a good umpire. Out of the set. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Outside edge. They're called outside. Ball four. So stepping into bat, we're going to see Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, the 8 hitter, wears number 14. Tyler Fox's bat has come to life in recent games. I can't last game, two previous. He has double in each. peering and looking at signals. Now Alva said, two aboard for the Knights. First pitch to Fox, foul back to the screen. No balls, one strike. Now the Fox is going to step back in. Runners at first and second base. At second base is Jackson Kane. At first is Bren Robbins. One out. Out of the set, check second base. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Fox. Inside, short hop's going to get off the glove. We're going to go back to the screen. And the Knights are going to move up 90 feet. Runners at second and third base. One ball, one strike. Looking at signals, third base coach, Coach Bordnay, stepping back in, right-handed batter, Tyler Fox, working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch, outside of ball. One ball, one strike. Wind's kind of picking up, sun's going down. At 65 degree temperature was nice today, but it's decreasing as the sun goes down. Two balls, one strike. Here comes a pitch from Whaley. You got a bunt. He'll bunt it back to the pitcher coming in. It was a suicide, basically. Coming in to score, first run of the ball game is Jackson Kane. And it's going to be a bunt. RBI actually did not make it to first base, so it's a sacrifice bunt off the bat of Tyler Fox. He'll get credit for the RBI, and he won't even call it a trip to the plate. So two out here in the bottom of the second inning. Bren Robbins is at third base. Here comes the pitch. Hudson Gutwein will take a pitch outside edge called strike. Gutwein in the batter's box. No balls, one strike. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch from Whaley. Strike called. You're entitled to a mulligan. That was outside edge, I guess. Count goes 0-2. Peering in looking at signals. Now out of the set, Easton Whaley is the 0-2 pitch to Hudson. Outside of ball. That's near the same spot. He's hitting spots. Easton Whaley, varsity pitcher. Peering in looking at signals. Out of a stretch. Now the set to check third base. There comes the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop. Fielded there by Cameron Davis. They throw across the diamond and they'll get the put out with A.J. Burkholzer. So the two innings gone by. Knights pick up one in the bottom of the second. So it's a one-run ball game. This game looking to be a good game. It might go the distance. If it goes the distance, it might go extras. So we do thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Fritz and Fishers since 1983. They have great cars, great prices, and great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. Again, that number is 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street. That's Fishers, Indiana. Their second location is Fritz in Noblesville. That's between Noblesville and Westfield, right there along State Road 32. Right there at Mill Creek Road. And yeah, keep your eyes peeled. They're going to put a roundabout there. And we'll mention their address is 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online, or you can visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com. To stepping in, left-handed batter. He's the leadoff batter from this ball game. That's Cole Van Adder. Cole Van Adder, 14 games, batting .277, .364 on base percentage. First pitch to Van Adder. Outside of ball. So Cole Van Adder plays center field, number 19. Entering this game, 55 plate appearances, 47 official at bats. Here's the pitch. Swung on, you're going to pop one foul. Left side is going to go out of play. Cole Van Adder, he has scored 15 runs on the season. They played 14 games. That's a pretty good ratio. And he's got 13 hits. He's got an 11 RBI. He's walked three times, excuse me, six times, and he's going to take a drive foul down the right field line. He's spraying that ball all over the park. Cole Van Adder, as mentioned, six RBI. And then he'll step back in. He's got three doubles, and he has one home run. Left-handed batter. Explosive bat. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Outside of ball. Lefty pitcher, Keaton Brooks, facing the lefty batter, Cole Van Adder. Lights are coming on here at the diamond to full-fledged. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. They're going to call him out on strikes. And he's going to be disappointed because that ball was not on the plate. I hate to talk like that, but Kimani, with two strikes on you and you're fouling them off, that strike three has to be a strike three. So stepping in to bat now, the two-hitter, A.J. Burkholzer. High for a ball. A.J. Burkholzer, in 14 games, he's batting .375 left-handed batter's box, on base percentage .537. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes two balls, no strikes. One out on the scoreboard. Number five, A.J. Burkholzer, 54 plate appearances, 40 official at-bats. Here's the pitch. Strike call, outside edge. Count goes 2-1. Burkholzer has scored 16 runs on the season. He's got 15 hits. He's got 8 RBI, 13 walks. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, third base. Shortstop going to get through. Base hit on the ground into left field. Picked up by Tyler Fox. So Burkholzer gets himself aboard for the second time in two attempts. Next batter going to step in, number six, Lincoln Cardwell. Lincoln Cardwell, the catcher in the ballgame for the Tigers. They'll check their wristband. So one aboard first base, one out. A one-run ballgame. Knights got one in the bottom of the second. We're in the top of the third. Pitch comes in, strike called. No balls, one strike. Outfield playing. Cardwell to pull the baseball. Right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pickoff move, first base. Ryan Schumer had to save that one. It was going to foul territory. He had to come off the bag, make the catch. So Keaton Brooks going to step back in. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. Lincoln Cardwell in the batter's box. Pickoff move again. No tag applied. Back safely is Burkholzer. No balls, one strike, one out. Top of the third inning. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Swung on back up the middle. Couldn't be fielded there by Keaton Brooks, but it's picked up by Owen Munn, and he'll go 4-6. And Dienhart throws it back to three, and Ryan Schumer gets the put out, and the Knights are out of the inning with the textbook double play ball. So nobody left on base. Base hit in the inning from A.J. Burkholzer. The Knights go to bat in the bottom of the third. After 2.5, Knights 1, Tigers 0. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Fair. At Century 21, real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa, Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa lift and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Scopes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company. You can reach her at 317-513-4086. So they'll toss one down to second base. We'll mention Indianapolis Indians. They are this affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They have been since 2005. They've got a homestand happening right now. They played yesterday, an afternoon game at 1:35. They're playing again today, 11:05 today. But tomorrow night, Friday, Saturday, you can see them Friday at 7:05, Saturday at 6:35, and Sunday, Kids Eat Free. That's a 1:35 game. Stepping in to bat, Owen Munn. Try to check his swing. Or call it at home plate. He'll call it a strike. No balls, one strike. Number 12, Owen Munn, in 16 ball games, 66 plate appearances, 57 at-bats. Pitch comes in. Tries to score off the right here, back in. Going to get by. They'll pick it back up. Count goes 1-1. Owen Munn, right-handed batter's box. He's batting 368 on the season, 431 on base percentage. He's got 21 hits, leads the Knights. Pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. Count goes 1-2. Owen Munn, 21 hits. He has 18 singles, 3 doubles. He's got 12 RBI. He's the one man. He's the one hitter for the Knights. There comes the 1-2 pitch from Whaley. Low for a ball. Count goes even at 2-2. Owen Munn, he's crossed the plate. He has scored 23 runs on the season. He's walked 6 times. He's got 33 quality at-bats. Here comes a 2-2. Outside, ball 3. Count goes full to Owen Munn. 3 balls, 2 strikes. First batter here in the bottom of the third. Here comes a 3-2. Swung on. Full swing. Going to go right side. Foul territory. Just a dribbler. Picked up out in front of the nice dugout. 3 balls, 3-2 count. Nobody out. One hitter for the Knights. Owen Munn. We're going to wind up Easton Whaley. We'll strike him out. Inside edge. And Owen Munn's going to walk back to the dugout. So 3-2, you got 2 strikes on you. You let the ball go by, you're at the mercy of the umpire. So there's one out here in the bottom of the third. Working from the stretch, from the windup, is Easton Whaley. Here comes the pitch to Dehart. Evan Dehart takes the first pitch high for ball 1. Evan Dehart in 16 games, played appearances, 62, 41. Official at bat, she'll let a pitch go by, ball 2, he squared the bunt, pulled the bat back, nobody on base, but he can get there. Here comes the pitch from Whaley. Strike called right across the dish, might have been a below the kneecaps, but that's the zone anymore. Here comes the 2-1 pitch, swung on, ground ball, gloves it, Whaley makes a good glove there on the hop, and he'll throw it underhand. It's A.J. Burkhalter. There are 2 out. Bottom of the third inning. Next batter to step in. It's Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, we'll mention, he's been hit by pitch 5 times. He leads the Knights and hit by pitch. 63 plate appearances, 41 at bats. He's batting 366 for the 571 on base percentage. First pitch from Whaley. Inside a ball. Ryan Schumer has 15 hits on the season. 6 are singles. 3 doubles. He has a triple. And he has 5 home runs. Ball comes in. Low and inside. Ryan Schumer with the right field. last game, it went over the scoreboard. That's the second time I've seen him do that. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Backdoor curveball and call a strike. So it worked its way back in. It's a good call. The count goes 2-1. Ryan Sheemer steps back in. Pitch comes in, a bit tall. Count goes 3-1 to Schumer. Schumer has 18 RBI. He scored 11 runs. He's walked 16 times. Here comes the pitch. Swing a miss. Comes up empty. Count goes full at 3-2. Two out. We're in the bottom of the third inning. It's a one-run ball game. Stepping back in. Knights by one. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out a windup. Easton Whaley to Ryan Schumer. Ball low. He'll jog to first base. And he'll pick up walk on the season, number 17. That leads the Knights by a considerable amount. Stepping into bat, we're going to see number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, the four-hitter, is DH in the ballgame. Step in, right-handed batter, working against the righty, Easton Whaley. Peering in, looking at signals. Short lead at first base for Schumer. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, he'll foul one, right side, out of play. No balls, one strike, two out. Bottom of the third inning, Knights have one aboard. It's Ryan Schumer at first base. Caden Minnick is on deck. Steps back in, peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch is Whaley. Now out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Second pitch to Mazur. Breaking pitch, full swing out in front of the plate. Picked up there by Cole Cardwell. Cardwell steps into the inside there. And he'll throw him out at first base. A.J. Burkhalter gets the put out. So Knights leave one aboard. Knights come up with no runs in the bottom of the third inning. After three complete, Knights 1, Tigers 0. We'll also mention happening tonight. I'm sure a lot of folks know about this. Happening tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time, the NFL draft begins. It's been talked about a whole lot. You know, the football season is pretty special. And I believe it when they say that the best sport going in this nation is football. If you go to another country, football is really soccer. But anyway, we'll mention NFL draft will begin tonight, the 27th. It'll continue tomorrow, the 28th, and it'll finish up on Saturday, the 29th. You can watch it on ESPN TV, and you can hear it on ESPN radio stations that cover the station, and you can watch it again on NFL Network. And I will mention, here's how the picks kind of line up. Coach Frank Reich, if you didn't know, he's the new head football coach for the Carolina Panthers. They did some moving around. They moved some money, and they bought the right to pick first. They want to get that quarterback that they want, and they don't want to risk it. And second pick is going to go to the Houston Texans. Third pick to the Arizona Cardinals. Fourth pick to the Indianapolis Colts. Fifth pick to Seattle Seahawks. Sixth, Detroit Lions. Seventh, to the Las Vegas Raiders. And number eight goes to the Atlanta Falcons. We're kind of concerned about the Indianapolis Colts. Who are we going to get? We'll find out. About the time this game is over, pick up a radio and you'll probably find out who we got. So stepping into bat, Tigers. Going to bat here in the top of the fourth inning. First pitch from Keaton Brooks. Swung on, he's going to foul one back. Going to go out of play. So he ran it out. He was at first base. Going to come back, pick up the bat. And in the batter's box is number eight, Cole Cardwell. Cole Cardwell, the right fielder. Pretty solid stroke. Got under a little bit there. Count goes 0-1 to Cardwell. Working from the windup, Keaton Brooks. Here's the pitch. Swung on. He'll take a shot to shortstop. He'll move to his right, backhand line drive. That's Evan Keenhart. There's one out here in the top of the fourth. So next batter is going to step in, number 18, Easton Whaley. Easton Whaley, pitcher of record, is set back in. He got that apparatus on his front left shin, foot area, for a foul ball possibility. First pitch comes in, a ball inside low. One ball, no strikes. Just step back in. Easton Whaley, where's number 18, batting 250. He's got a 429 on base percentage. He'll take an inside pitch for a strike. 429 on base. 42 at-bats, 32 plate appearances. I should say 42 plate appearances, 32 at-bats. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Going to pop one right field. Caden Minnick going to camp under it. He'll make the catch. There are two out. In the top of the fourth. Next batter going to step in. Where's number 23? That's Cameron Davis. He is the shortstop. Cameron Davis is going to step in. Well, Mitch, he got 346 on base percentage. 26 plate appearances, 21 at-bats. He's got 9 runs scored. He's got 4 hits, 4 RBI. Here's the pitch. Swung on. He'll take a drive to center field. He's going to back up Brent Robbins. He's got a beat on it, and he'll make the catch in center field. He had to retreat and cover some territory to make that catch. So 3 outs in the bottom, top of the fourth inning. Knight's going to bat. Coming up here in the bottom of the fourth inning at the end of 3.5. Knight's 1. Tigers 0. And if you didn't know, WXIN Fox 59, they're going to have a show going on here about half an hour from now on Fox 59. They're going to talk about the draft and the Colts. They're going to talk about the Colts. And they'll do that for half an hour before the draft begins. And then Sunday night, Fox 59, Chris Hagan, they're going to have a show. They're going to have a recap show. For the draft picks, it's going to be all about the Colts. We're going to talk all about the Colts. That's going to be at 11 p.m. on Sunday night. I'll probably watch that. And I will, if you didn't know, Aaron Rodgers, as of a couple or 3 days ago, he was actually traded to the Jets, New York Jets. So Aaron Rodgers not going to wear the green of Green Bay. They'll wear the green of the New York Jets. And then I understand from listening to NFL radio that he was offered number 12 from Joe Namath. Joe Namath was going to allow him to wear it, but Aaron Rodgers electing to wear number 8 from his college football days at Cal. So that's what he's going to do. And I found out he's going to attend the volunteer workouts that are coming up. And that'll be good. He'll get in coherence with his receivers much earlier than he did last year at Green Bay. So stepping into bat for the Knights, number 20, Caden Minnick, left-handed batter. Caden Minnick steps in, batting 238. Here comes the pitch. Inside and tight. Caden Minnick had to move his body. Count goes 1-0. Caden Minnick, 238 batting average, 360 on-base percentage. He's got 5 hits to 4 singles and a double. Here comes the pitch. Low and outside, ball 2. So Caden Minnick, left-handed batter. He's got 6 RBI. He has scored 5 runs. He's got 10 quality at-bats as the count goes 3-0. Right-handed batter's box, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick working right now in game number 12 on the season. Outside edge, called strike. Count goes 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike, nobody out. First batter in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch comes in low and inside. He'll jog to first base. So Caden Minnick going to pick up walk number 4 on the season. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be a right hitter, Jackson Kane, as signals are given at third base by Coach Bourdonnais. So Jackson Kane steps in, right-handed batter. Runner at first base is Caden Minnick. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the stretch, now the set. There's the pitch from Easton Whaley, knowing the pickoff move. First base. Caden Minnick probably help them stop that ball as the ball came in. Couldn't glove it right there, Burkhalter, but I think the slide in. Caden Minnick caught it in the ribs. So stepping back in, Jackson Kane out of a set. Here comes a pitch from Whalen. Swing and a miss. So no balls, one strike, signals given. Coach Bordenay, Caden Minnick, he had some wheels. Caden Minnick, he's got one stolen base. He has not been thrown out. Here comes a set. Here's the pitch, square to bunt. Pulls a bat back. It's going to be a strike called. It was going to be a bunt and run. He came up empty on the attempt. It'll be a strike called, 0-2 on Jackson Kane. Caden Minnick was around the bag, not ready to take off yet since the bunt didn't happen. And a snap throw by Cardwell, first base. He got back safely, Caden Minnick. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Outside edge, going to call a strike. Tell you what, seems like the plate is a little bit wider than it used to be. But that's probably not a bad call. Count 0-2. Sets down. He walks back to the dugout. He put his gear on. Jackson Kane is one out here in the bottom of the fourth. In the batter's box is Brent Robbins. Out of the set. First pitch to Brent Robbins. Inside a ball. Brent Robbins wears number 33. He's played in 15 games. This is number 16. He's been hit by pitch once. 51 plate appearances, 43 at bats. He's batting .279 with the .360 on base percentage. Here comes the no-point pickoff move, first base, back safely at first is Caden Minnick. Brent Robbins, a right-handed batter. He got 12 hits on the season, 7 singles, 3 doubles. He's got a triple and 1 home run. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Going to take a pretty good hit today to hit it out to right field. To get around on it in the left field, you could probably take it out of here, but that wind's coming in from right field. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch. Now the set. Easton Whaley, here's pickoff move. A little better tag applied there by Burkhalter. A little bit closer play. Caden Minnick going to get a lead again as Whaley gets in the rubber. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss. Count goes 2-1. Brent Robbins, right-handed batter. Out of the box, checking signals. He'll step back in. 2-1, one out. Bottom of the fourth inning. One-run ball game. Knights got one in the bottom of the second. Here comes the pitch. No pickoff move again. Caden Minnick getting back safely. Ryan Johnson, first base coach. You can hear him helping. Says, get back, back, back. You better watch that right heel for right-handed pitcher. When it comes up, he's coming after you. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball on the infield. Pitcher's going to field it. They'll throw to first base. They'll get the put out. Good play from Whaley. That was almost like a bunt. It was a full swing. Poke out in front of the plate. Ground ball fielded by Whaley. He threw on the first base. Basically, mission accomplished. Caden Minnick is at second base. But it's going to cost Brent Robbins a bat attempt. And he's bat with his batting average. It's all team ball. Stepping back in. 14, Tyler Fox with 2 out. Going to hold him on at second base. Being held on there by Cameron Davis. Now Cohen Berry going to hold him on. Here's the pitch. Tight for ball one. Tyler Fox tried to check his swing, and he did. Tyler Fox going to step back in. Tyler Fox in 12 games. He's been hit by pitch 3 times. Working out a stretch. Now a set. They'll check second. Here's the pitch. Full swing. Goes back to the screen. A foul ball. Tyler Fox in 31 plate appearances. 27 official at-bats. He's batting .259. His batting average has been climbing the last 3 games. He's on base .355. Working from a stretch, now the set, checks second base. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Breaking pitch, perfectly placed by Easton Whaley. Righty facing a righty, broke right in there for a strike. Count goes 1-2. Tyler Fox steps back in, working out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Going to be tagged at home plate on the drop third strike. Good play by Lincoln Cardwell. Short hop that one off the glove and make the tag around the plate. So the Knights, they're going to leave one runner aboard, Caden Minnick. He gets himself aboard, and we'll miss him. After four complete innings, Knights 1, Tigers 0. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment is Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, it's 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. Also, Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. Yes, TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery in Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping in the bat for the Tigers, the seven-hitter, number 22, Jonathan Keeney. Jonathan Keeney is the left fielder. First pitch from Brooks. Swing and a miss. Jonathan Keeney in all 14 games. Batting average is .294. On base percentage of .400. Trade appearance is 20. Official at bat, 17. Pitch comes in, low and inside. Ball one. Count goes 1-1. 17 official at bats. He's got 12 runs scored. He's got 5 hits. He's had 6 RBI. He has walked 3 times. Ground ball up the middle. And shade to his right. 0-1-9 throws on the run from second base and gets the put out with Ryan Schumer. One out here in the top of the fifth inning. Next batter going to step in for the Tigers is number 7, Maddox Hundley. Maddox Hundley, he's the 8th hitter, playing third base. Maddox Hundley got himself a 4 base hit, first time up in 10 ball games, batting .222, .464 on base percentage. First pitch from Brooks. Back to a curveball and in for a strike. Count goes 0-1. So Hundley, in 31 plate appearances, 18 official at-bats, scored 4 runs, he has 4 hits, and he has 4 RBI. Pitch comes in, high and away, ball double-check here, count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Hundley, 7 walks on the season. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. Knights wearing the blue jerseys, white pants. Here comes the pitch. We get by Jackson King. If he'll block it, he'll go lateral to him to pick it up. And we'll mention the Northwestern Tigers wearing the gray pants. They got the gray stripes around the midsection, about 3 or 4. Kind of reminds you of the Houston Astros striped shirt around the midsection from a few years back. Swung on and take a drive to left field. Going to drop in front of Tyler Fox, and it's a base hit. Number 7, Maddox Hundley, gets himself aboard again. Multiple hits in this ballgame for Hundley. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be the 9 hitter, number 27, Hayden Cook. Hayden Cook is the DH. Hayden Cook in 9 ball games, batting .235, .316 on base. Played appearances 20. Got 17 official at bats. He scored 3 runs. He got 4 hits and 2 RBI. First pitch foul right side against the Knights screen by their dugout. I was talking about a screen and the necessity of it in a boys ballpark like this, and I told you that I knew of one that didn't have a screen. They have a screen now. I witnessed it yesterday. I saw it, and that's good. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, a ball inside and low. Count goes 1-1. Hayden Cook in the batter's box, right-handed batter. He's got a double on the season. He's walked once. He's been hit by a pitch once also. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch. Finishes low, broke the plate, or caught the front of the plate, a strike. Count goes 1-2. I got to mention, these Northwestern Tigers are very familiar with hit by pitch. I think 10 out of the 16 have been hit by pitch, a few of them more than once. Pitch comes in low, good block by Jackson Kane. Kemp goes 2-2. 2-2, one out. Hayden Cook, the batter, checks the wristband, steps back in. Bit of an open stance. Runner at first base for the Knights is Maddox Hundley. Here's the pitch. Inside edge, they're going to call him out. So he'll set down on strikes in this belief. And I'm kind of believing the way he's believing. Two out here in the top of the fifth. Stepping back in the rubber is Keaton Brooks. Runner at first base is Maddox Hundley. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Cole Van Adder batting for the third time in the ball game. Cole Van Adder, 277 average. Batting average, 364 on base percentage. Out of the set, checks first base, pitch from Brooks. It's a good strike. Outside edge. Count goes 1-1. Cole Van Adder, 15 runs scored this season, 13 hits, 11 RBI. He's the one hitter for a good reason. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Be fielded by Schumer. You have to flip it to Brooks, and they'll get the put out at first base. So the Knights set them down, and we'll mention after 4.5, Knights 1, Tigers 0. This game is in the balance right now. Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the fifth inning. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com in varsity sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devil basketball, Central Catholic Knights. And then Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies basketball. And I've mentioned before, the Lady Huskies made it to the semi-state this year. They made it to the semi-state. They drove clear to LaPorte. I stayed in a hotel the night before up there. They drove clear to LaPorte to play another Hoosier Conference team. They went against Twin Lakes Lady Indians. Those Huskies had a lead in the first half, 14-point advantage. And they went to halftime, and Coach Bausman must have said something to the girls, and they came back and got about a 7 or 8 point win over the Lady Huskies. What a season for the Lady Huskies. So stepping into bat, second time, is Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein wears number 9. He's played in 14 games, 35 plate appearances, 28 official at-bats. He's batting 286, 400 on base percentage. Third baseman, he'll take a ball outside. One ball, no strikes. Just step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Easton Whaley, here's the pitch. High for ball 2. He's popping the glove. His velocity is good. Trying to mimic that release point. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Pitch comes in. A bit inside, I guess. Down goes 3-0. Looking to wind up. Here's the pitch from Whaley. Strike called. Outside edge. Taken all the way with Hudson Gutwein. Kemp goes 3-1. Here comes a wind and a delivery. Ball 4 is upstairs. So a 5-pitch walk issued to Hudson Gutwein. Next batter going to step in. Third time is Owen Munn. Owen Munn, the one hitter, he's got 16 games. He's played in all 16. That is 368. 431 on base. Nobody out. Bottom of the fifth inning. A one-run ball game. Knights in front. The square to bun early is Munn in a pickoff play. First base. Third base there, Maddox Hundley was in on the grass, coming in on the bunt. And Owen Munn, right-handed batter's box. Working from the stretch, now the set. Owen's going to square early, still holding the ball in a pickoff move again at first base. He elects not to make the pitch with Owen Munn squared to bunt. Peering in, looking at signals once again, now out of the set. Easton Whaley squared to bunt, pulls the bat back, swings away. Foul ball just left of Coach Bordenay. So no balls, one strike. The set back in, Owen Munn at first base for the Knights is Hudson Gutwein. He drew a walk out of the set. Here comes the pitch. No going to be pickoff move again. First base, getting back safely, is Hudson Gutwein. His front side is pretty dirty. No balls, one strike. Owen Munn, right-handed batter's box. Here comes a right-handed pitch from Easton Whaley. He'll get a good bunt down. Fielded bare hand by the third baseman. They'll get the put out. That was Maddox Hundley. If Maddox Hundley doesn't field that ball with the bare hand, Owen Munn is safe at first base. Nice play by the third baseman. So he moves the runner. No attempt, no at bat at the plate for Owen Munn. And Hudson Gutwein is in scoring position. So right-handed batter stepping in. He's a two-hitter. Number 24, Evan Dienhart. Working out a stretch. Now a set. He'll check second. Here's the pitch. Short off the glove. Cardwell makes a stop. Lincoln Cardwell. The catcher. So Evan Dienhart going to step back in. Evan Dienhart has been hit by pitch 3 times. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Now the set. Check second base. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. They put a bunt down. It's going to be a foul ball barely. That went down the third base line. Maddox Hundley allowed it to roll. And with a couple of prayers, that ball did go foul. So Evan Dienhart, pretty good bunter. And that might be an understatement. One ball, one strike, one out. Hudson Gutwein at second base for the Knights. Playing a hover there at second base. Cameron Davis, a shortstop. Right-handed batter, he'll retreat back to his position. Might be a pickoff move here. Here comes the pitch. Inside a ball, Evan Dienhart. 2 balls, 1 strike. Easton Whaley peers in, looks at signals out of a stretch. 2-1 count, 1 out. Bottom of the 5th inning. Checks 2nd base. Right there is Davis. Here comes the pitch. Going to call time. Evan Dienhart calls time in the box. That's a lot of concentration time. When a guy's throwing 80 miles an hour, you don't want to stand there 2 minutes too long, wait for him to pitch it when he's thinking about 2nd base out of the set. Here comes the pitch. He's going to put a bunt down, but he's going to foul back to the screen. Got a piece of it. Kemp goes 2-2. Evan Dienhart, a lot of the time, he has a green light for bunting with 2 strikes on him. He accomplishes that once in a while. Out of the set, here comes a 2-2. Low for ball 3. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Runner at second base is Hudson Gutwein. He's there by walk. And Cameron Davis trying to hold him on. Here comes the 3-2. Going to take a shot to right field. It's going to get by the glove of the first baseman, Burkhalter. Throw at the plate. Safe. Hudson Gutwein has to slide into the bat. He's okay. That bat right there at home plate. Gutwein's okay, but yes, that happens not very often. A bat usually removed from the area before the runner comes in. So two runs in here in the ballgame. One run here in the bottom of the fifth for the Knights. Evan Dienhart, base hit and an RBI. He hits it to right field and is thrown back in by Cole Cardwell. So left-handed batter Ryan Schumer. Gonna hover around second base. Here's the pitch. You take a ground ball, first base, Burkhalter gloves it, turns around, steps on the bag. Two out, but he moves the runner. So Hudson Gutwein now at third base. With one run in, 2-0 contest. Next batter gonna step in. It's gonna be number 27, Ben Mazur. Right-handed batter, Mazur going to step in. All 16 games he performed in, he's been hit by pitch twice. He batted 400, and even 400 with 45 official at-bats. Here comes the pitch. High for ball one. Mazur had 56 plate appearances, those 45 official at-bats. 400 batting average, 500 on base. He gets on base half the time. Pitch comes in high again. Count goes 2-0. Ben Mazur, 18 hits. He's got 12 singles, 5 doubles. Doesn't have a triple, but he has one home run. Here comes the pitch. Low, going to get by the catcher. That might have been a wild pitch. Difficult pitch to handle. And jogging in, I should say running in from third base. Right there is Evan Dienhart, I think I misspoke, called him Hudson Gutwein. But Dienhart is in for the third run in the ballgame. And I have a conversation right there. Coach Ryan Ward talking with the home plate umpire. So in the batter's box is Ben Mazur. 3-0 count. Easton Whaley, right-handed pitcher, going to step back to the rubber. Two out, bottom of the fifth inning. Nobody aboard. 3-0 count to Mazur. Probably has the take sign. He'll swing away. Going to get a base hit in the infield. Trying to field it at third base with a long range to his left in front of the shortstop. Hundley couldn't reach it. Cameron Davis behind him. Finally picks it up as the infield hit by Ben Mazur. The next batter going to step in. Mazur is going to give way to a courtesy run, a pinch runner. It's going to be Gavin Boutel, number 17. So making an adjustment on his miniature stenographer's pad, home plate umpire. Home plate umpire does a lot of efforting for a high school ball game. So he puts it back away. He'll step back behind the catcher and working back in the right-handed batter's box. The left-handed batter's box is Caden Minnick. Runner aboard at first base. Gavin Boutel running for Ben Mazur. First pitch to Minnick. Inside, strike. Inside edge, knee high. Count goes 0-1. Caden Minnick will step back in. Batting 238 on the season. 360 on base percentage. Here comes the pitch from Whaley. Swung on. He'll foul one left side over the third base dugout. Count goes 0-2 to Caden Minnick. No balls, two strikes, two out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Knights have two here in the bottom of the fifth. It's a three-run ballgame. Knights in front. Here's the set. Here's the pitch. Short hop to glove Lincoln Cardwell. He makes the stop. He elects not to make the throw. And Gavin Buttel is at second base. Gavin Buttel picks up his second stolen base. He's yet to be thrown out on the season. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball two. 2-2 count. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Step back in. Caden Minnick working out a stretch, now a set. There comes the 2-2 pitch to Minnick. Outside of the ball, going to be a good block out in front of the plate. A block sent the ball skyward by about 15, 20 feet in the air, right there in front of the plate. So the count goes full, 3-2. Coming over from shortstop, Cameron Davis. See the pitchers now, giving some encouragement there to Easton Whaley. So, runner moves to third base, Gavin Buttel. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. Swung on, he'll foul one back. And it's going to get a backyard right there. So, it'll stay 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick on the season has 10 quality at-bats. He's in the midst of one right here. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball four. He'll jog to first base. For the second time I can remember in this ball game. Next batter for the Knights is going to step in, but not before time is called. Third base dugout, Coach Ryan Ward, going to walk out and talk to his infielders. Knights batting in the bottom of the fifth inning. And we'll mention, keep this in mind, you can make plans to book your campground stay. Right here at Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach Campground and RV Resort. They're located at 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. You can phone them. You can call ahead. Reserve your location, 574-583-4141. That's Indiana Beach, 574-583-4141. You can get daily admission passes, or if you go to three passes, you might as well bought the season pass. Season pass is just $69.99. That's the bargain. Ride the roller coaster, take the kids there, feed some popcorn to the carp. Right there, that's Lake Schaefer, and just across the way there is Lake Freeman. You can catch fish. Lake Freeman, we've fished there before. And I will mention, that's Indiana Beach, an Indiana amusement park. Book your stay now. That's Monticello, Indiana. Stepping into bat, it's going to be Jackson Kane. So two out. Jackson Kane steps in, looking for his first pitch. Working from the stretch, peeling in, looking at signals. Easton Whaley, taking off early. They're going to call a balk, and Easton Whaley's left foot, his lead foot, moved ever so slightly before he stepped back off the rubber. So they force him into a balk. He's wanting to know an explanation, and that's probably the explanation. So two out, run comes in from third base, and moving to second base is Caden Minnick. Right-handed batter's box, Jackson Kane. Working out a stretch, now the set. First pitch to Jackson. Outside a ball. One ball, no strikes. Caden Minnick at second base. Hold being held on there by Cameron Davis. And now Cohen Berry, here comes the pitch. Short off the glove. Cardwell. Duncan Cardwell. Trying to get to the baseball. Didn't make a throw. Wasn't planning on making a throw. He knew Caden Minnick would be at third base. Ball was in the dirt. Try to make the block. Laterally to his right, about 15 feet. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes a 2-0 pitch to Jackson Kane. Outside, ball three. Lafayette, Indiana. Sirens, we'll hope everything's okay. Three balls, no strikes, two out. Working from the stretch, Here comes a 3-0 to Jackson King, low for ball four. And he'll remove that apparatus on that lower leg, and Coach Ryan Ward is going to walk out once again. And I see no bullpen. He's probably going to pull a pitcher from the nine players in the lineup. He does have one more walk to the mound. He doesn't have to make an attempt here to pull a pitcher. But coming out of the dugout is another player. I think he's going to be a defensive player. We'll see what happens here. But it looks like we're going to see a pitching change. And Easton Whaley, that's what's going to happen. They're going to change gloves for him. So coming out of the dugout, one of his teammates bringing him a different glove. They're going to actually go with a different pitcher here, and he's changed to a pitching glove. Probably have a shorter girth for that type of glove. He's going to get some warm-up tosses right here. Another right-handed pitcher for the Northwestern Tigers. He's going to warm up right there on the pitcher's mound. So, two out right here. In the bottom of the fifth inning, Knights have three runs in. They got one in the bottom of the second. It's a four-run ball game. Knights in front. Working out a stretch, getting loose. And I believe it's number 22. 22 doing the pitching now. Jonathan Keeney, he comes in from left field. Jonathan Keeney, number 22. Don't quote me. Let me check that number again. Getting warmed up. Keep in mind, Northwestern went against Hamilton Heights. Might have been definitely last night, maybe the night before also. So pitching is a commodity if you have enough. So taking some more warm-up tosses. About done. The infielders have taken their regular position and the outfielders finishing up his warm-up tosses. Brent Robbins going to be the next batter. So stepping into pitch, I believe it's 23. Cameron Davis came over from shortstop. Yes, Cameron Davis has 5 2/3 innings. He's got an ERA of 7.41. He has no one loss record, none. And this is appearance number 5. First pitch comes in, a strike called. They're going to get a tickle at second and first. They throw down, and coming in to score, standing up, is Caden Minnick. Might have been better advised with the slide. He touches the plate about the same time the catcher, Cardwell, getting ready to apply the tag with the baseball. So two out. You step back in. Brent Robbins. One runner aboard, second base. Outside edge, called strike. Cameron Davis, now the pitcher. Cameron Davis has walked 10. He struck out 7. He's faced 31 batters prior to today. Swinging a miss, and he'll set down Brent Robbins swinging, and he'll pick up his strikeout on the season. Strikeout number 8. So the Knights come up with 4 runs in the bottom of the 5th inning. And we'll mention after 5 complete, Knights pick up 5, so it's a 5-0 ball game. Tigers go to bat. We'll mention a little bit about the IHSAA. If you go to the IHSAA.org website, that's quite a nice website. As mentioned, last year and a half, they redid it. It's a lot better than the last one. It is friendly. You can push buttons and know where you're going and get where you want to be on that website. It's pretty easy to find where you want to go. But we'll mention, when you pull up that website, right there on the first initial page, it says keeping education in front of athletics. And then right below it, it says high school sports. in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. I kind of like that website. That's pretty nice. And a pretty good way to walk your fingers through the website where you want to be. Throws in rope to second base from Jackson Chain. They'll throw it around the infield. They'll put it back in the gloves of Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, as mentioned, entered this game with 25 and two-thirds innings. That's just one-third of an inning. I think that back. Ben Mazur with 24 and a third. So he'll work here in the top of the sixth. Keaton Brooks. First pitch on the way. Swung on. Ground ball, first base. Ryan Schumer going to make the play unassisted. A ground ball hit by two-hitter A.J. Burkhalter. Burkhalter already has two hits in the ballgame. Next batter going to step in, Lincoln Cardwell. He's the catcher. He bats right-handed. Where's number six? Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. Lincoln Cardwell, in 14 games, he's batting 500. He bats 500, and he's been to the plate 53 times. That's pretty good. He's going to take a stroke for the left center. Coming in to make the catch is Tyler Fox. He hit that one off the top portion of that bat. Didn't quite get the sweet spot. You can hear the spot he hit. And he'll jog back to the dugout. Two out here in the top of the sixth. Next batter, number eight, Cole Cardwell. Right fielder, first pitch from Brooks. Right across the dish. Throwing those pitches out of the two, maybe about the 2 o'clock arm slot is Keaton Brooks. That one came in, went across the dish. Facing the left-handed batter, Cole Cardwell. Next pitch in there for a strike. Count goes 0-2. Number eight, Cole Cardwell. 471 on base. He's batting 206. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. They'll throw it around the horn, and they'll toss it back to the pitcher's rubber. So no runs, no hits, no errors. The Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the sixth inning. We do thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs, billboard advertising, large format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. You can reach them by dialing 317-946-2424. Again, that number is 317-946-2424. So has his gear on, back out there. That's Lincoln Cardwell. Back out on the pitcher's rubber, number 23, Cameron Davis. So they're throwing around the infield, the outfield, and as mentioned, Colts looking for a quarterback. You got to think back, Frank Reich never really, he played the hand he was dealt in Indianapolis, and I thought he did a fabulous job. Frank Reich. I was watching on the TV upstairs in Mom and Dad's house when Frank Reich pulled that tremendous comeback when he was a Buffalo Bill. Had to come in there and take over for Jim Kelly in one game postseason. I think it was against the Houston. Yeah, against the Houston Oilers. So first pitch comes in, strike called. In the batter's box, right-handed batter, Tyler Fox. Pitch comes in, high and away. Count goes 1-1. Tyler Fox going to step back in. Tyler Fox, batting 259. Here's the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Tyler Fox, he's got confidence. He's swinging a bat in this at-bat with confidence. You can just see it. Here comes the pitch. Tries to correct the dish. Drop third strike. Stepping to the inside, Lincoln Cardwell. They'll get the put out with A.J. Burkhalter. So the next batter to step in for the ninth is number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein, last time, drew a walk. Scored a run. Peering in, looking at singles, out of the windup. Cameron Davis, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes, one out. Knights have bullpen activity. I think it's Isaac Suppinger. Swung on and drive one to center, or moving to his left. He'll back up and make the catch. Cole Van Adder. Cole Van Adder makes the catch for the second out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next batter going to step in for the ninth is going to be the one hitter, Owen Munn. Owen Munn looking for a base hit. He'll step in to bat right now. Owen Munn entered this game with 21 hits on the season. Ball outside. 21 hits on the season. He's the only Knight that has gotten to the 20 plateau thus far. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Here comes the pitch from Davis. Swing and miss. Going to be a foul tip in the glove. Strike one. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the windup, Davis to Munn. Took a little bit off. Might have been a breaking pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two out. Here comes a wind from Davis. Swing and a miss. They're going to call it a caught catch by the catcher, Cardwell. And the Knights are out in order. And after a complete six innings, Knights 5, Tigers 0. Back out on the hill on the pitcher's mound. Gets the ball tossed to him by Coach Bordenay is Keaton Brooks. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by dialing 317-758-5886. Again, that number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, and trade. Gun sniffing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range. I know they know of a couple. They let me know that. Local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's safe practice shooting. Always spoken at Target Sports. Downtown Sheridan. Right there on Main Street. Almost right across the street from the Historical Society. Or Sheridan Historical Society. I tell you what, if you walk in there, you'll see a lot of different stuff. And you'll be glad you're looking at that memorabilia and historical items about the city of Sheridan, Indiana. Check it out. I saw it. And you can find Mr. Ron Stone right there, and he'll lead you around. So stepping into bat here in the top of the seventh inning for the Tigers is going to be the starting pitcher, not pitcher of record now. Number 18 is Easton Whaley. Easton Whaley batting 250 on the season, 429 on base percentage. He scored 7 runs. He has 8 hits, and he has 7 RBI. He's walked 9 times. First pitch from Brooks. Swung on, ground ball, third base. Gutwein fields it across the diamond. Good stop off the surface there. Good short hop stop by Ryan Schumer. There's one out in the top of the seventh. Next batter going to step in for the Northwestern Tigers. It's going to be Cameron Davis. Cameron Davis is the pitcher of record for the Tigers. Right-handed batter going to step in at that sliding mitt in that back right pocket. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. Outside, ball one. So Isaac Suppinger still down the right field line, I should say, in foul territory there. The bullpen getting some tosses in. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. Swing and a miss. Count goes one ball, one strike. A step back on the rubber. Peer in, look at signals from Jackson Kane. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, going to pop one up on the infield. Going to be called for by Evan Dehart. Evan Dehart, Owen Munn. They were both calling it. Owen Munn subsides, and Evan Dehart makes the catch. Two out here in the top of the seventh inning. So we're going to have a pinch hitter in the ballgame. Where's number one? That's Keegan Helmley going to step in. Keegan Helmley might be his, let's double check here. He's batting, he got an on-base percentage of 318. First pitch in there for a strike. Keegan Helmley has played in 12 games for the Tigers. 44 plate appearances, 34 official at bats. He's got 5 hits. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. He scored 11 runs. He's got 8 RBI. He got a double and a triple. He's been walked 8 times. He's been hit by pitch 1 time. Here comes the 0-2. Foul ball. Thought it might have got him in the box. They're not going to call that. They're going to throw him out at first base. Evidently it didn't. Helmley ran it out completely. And that's going to complete tonight's ballgame. We thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention the final score. Central Catholic Knights 5, Northwestern Tigers 0. And we'll mention Northwestern Tigers going to play tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, that'll be the 28th, a 6 o'clock start. It's going to be the Kokomo Wildcats at the Northwestern Tigers. And Lafayette Central Catholic Knights also going to play tomorrow night. It's going to be the 28th, 6 o'clock start. I might have drawn this up differently. But I believe Central Catholic is the home team. Rockville Hornets will be here tomorrow night, and I believe that to be true. So we thank my wife back home for sound check. We appreciate you tuning in, and we'll hope you'll be here tomorrow and catch the broadcast. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.